Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 60. 60 Wixty. Why am I rhyming in corny ways? It's kind of summery springy here in LA again. And I'll tell you, I'm kind of tired. I'm recording this on a Sunday like I normally do. And I stayed up super late watching Netflix till 6:30 a.m. I was actually up till 6:30 a.m. Wasn't planning to stay up that. I'm usually up pretty late. But 6:30, you know, when the sun comes out, you know, I mean, the sun is already, I mean, it's already getting light out. It's reminding me of the days when I used to be back in my drug addict days, when I'd be up all night doing my drugs. That was not an uncommon occurrence to have the dawn, to greet the dawn, and then, you know, and then grind my teeth. But, you know, I wasn't, the drug, I was, I guess I kind of am on, I was on, what do you call it, nicotine, because I was smoking my cigars, and I've been controlling my my food intake pretty well lately. I've been pretty diligent, pretty clean, but I did have a little, I had some snacks, I had a little non-fat yogurt. Oh, what do you care? What am I explaining myself to you for? I was up late, and I got up late, but I don't think I slept as long as I really wanted to, because at one point, I got up around 1, and I go, well, that's 6.5 hours, and I could use some more sleep, but if I keep sleeping now, I have a feeling, my instincts were saying I was going to feel really bad if I slept till like 2:30. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Alrighty. Okay. So, I don't know. You know, this week, what's been going on? You know, I guess it's been kind of, I won't say it's an uneventful week. It's kind of been, I don't know what's going on in LA, but people are driving weird. Weirder. I don't know. Sometimes I bet you if I was to check astrology, you know, there'd be like some kind of Mercury in retrograde, because, you know, more people are going through red lights and almost causing accidents and not signaling than normal. That's a normal thing here in LA. People, there's so much traffic, there's so many cars that in order for traffic to move, you have to, you kind of got to go through some red lights sometimes. Not through the red lights, but you know what I'm saying. If you're, maybe you don't know what I'm saying. Say you're going to make a left turn and it's green and you're the second or third car back. By the time you get that light turns red, you might get stuck. I err on the side of caution most of the time, because I don't trust the drivers here in LA, and I'm not in a hurry to get anywhere these days. And even if I was, I think I would just go, you know what? Let's just chill. You know, people, I almost got cut off. I don't know if I've even brought this up, but a couple weeks ago, I got cut off by some guy, and I wanted to say something to him, and then I started to think that maybe I shouldn't, because you never know how people are going to react, and I wasn't sure exactly what my tone was going to be. So I said nothing. I said nothing, and I stayed in peace, and I lived to see another day, more than another day. I had one instance. I hope I haven't covered this already, but if I did, you know, I can't remember everything I've covered on these. This is number 60, folks, sometimes, but this has happened recently. I was driving, and some guy was, I'm driving up the street, and I have the right of way, and this, there's a side street to my right, and a car wants to make a right onto where I'm going, and he's kind of rolling through the stop sign, and I just kind of give him a precautionary beep. It wasn't a, you know, one of those hysterical beeps. And then I think he beeped back in kind of like a hostile way. And then he rolled up on my right. We got to a left, we got to a red light. And we were, you know, next to each other. And I rolled down my window. And, you know, and I looked at him. And I said, hey, you know, I said in the nicest way possible, I said, listen, I was just letting, you know, you were rolling through the stop sign. I was just letting you know that I was coming. I didn't, you know. And he went, oh, okay. you know, and he's got a young guy, bigger guy, but, you know, he looked at me, probably felt like, I don't know what this guy's going to do. This guy could have an AK. Today was a good day. I didn't have to even use my AK because I was nice to the guy, at the, it would have been great if he was gay. I didn't have to use my AK because I was nice to the gay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm stretching it. So I get a lot of online petitions to sign. And I am tracing this back to when George Carlin's daughter, Kelly, put out the word that she was trying to get a street named after her father, who happens to be one of my top comedy heroes. They're trying to get a street named after him in his old neighborhood where he grew up in New York City. And so I gladly signed that petition. And what happened is ever since that time, I'm not blaming it on this petition, but it seems like, you know, maybe that petition company, you know, started to send the other petitions. I guess that's probably what it was. I'm not sure. And then, you know, once you sign one, then it goes into something, you know, and I'm getting flooded with petitions to sign, you know, save the whales, you know, save the, you know, global warming, you know, stop eating tuna fish on Thursdays. And, you know, the thing is, I'm guilty of not reading these petitions all the way through before I sign them. I'll just see if, you know, like if somebody's getting harassed, you know, in the first sentence, like says, like somebody's being bullied, you know, some poor gay kid or something was bullied and, you know, whatever, you know, there's a thing going around, petition, sign this and we can stop people from bullying gay kids, whatever. I'll sign it, you know, but for all I know, as you keep reading it, it says something like, and then gay people have the right to kill heterosexual people. I don't know. I'm not sure what they're doing in these petitions, but I read quick. I read fast, not all the way through. I'm not thorough, but I sign a petition. And it's interesting because right after you sign a petition, then they always hit you for that donation. You know what? Because you can't have a petition without a donation. And then, of course, they want you to share it on Facebook and Twitter, which I don't normally do. And very rarely do I do that. I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy that posts things. Unless something totally friggin' moves me to the point where I can't control myself, then I'll do something like that. I'll share something. And now I'm flooded with, like I said, I'm flooded with petitions, flooded with political candidates. I thought after Obama was elected, I'd get a little break from these political emails, but no, I'm on some list. I'm on some wacky list, you know, and I don't even fit into any one category because I believe, you know, I agree with the right on some things and the left on some things, the middle on some things, conspiracy theorists on other things, you know, and things of that nature. I love to do British accent. I want to go to England. I've got to go to, I think I had a past life in England because I've always been drawn to England. I haven't been there yet. I'm going to go. At some point, just made a new Facebook friend. I think I have a few of them in England. I don't know. I just want to go there. I gotta go. All right. I don't know why I said that. I'm off track. So the other day, my friend Deb, who has been my advocate during my, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know I had hip surgery on one hip, and I got to get this other friggin' hip fixed, which I'm getting fixed next month. And Deb is my advocate in that, and she's also helping me with my... She's also my hairdresser, you know, and incidentally, the best colorist, in town, if not the world, and a great hairstylist as well. Have you seen Arnold Schwarzenegger? Here's and Tom Hanks. These are superstars. You've seen the hair. These guys must be paying so much money for the hair color. It's horrendous. It looks like somebody took some, you know, Dutch boy paint and just... slobbed it on. It looks horrendous. And they can go to on the border of Burbank and Glendale and see Deb. She would hook them up for far less money than she actually deserves. But she was over here helping me with my medical billing because, amongst other things, Deb has many talents. She's extremely organized, and she's been helping me because I can't make heads or tails of these bills, and she's helping me sort everything out. And at one point, one of my friends who goes there, oh, I won't say his name, one of my best friends, if not my best friend at this point. We're texting each other, and I tell him Deb's here. Now, he goes to Deb, like I said, and he said he had just been there like a week or two before. He said, "Tell Deb my hair looks good." And I was like, all right. I mean, what is she supposed to say? I didn't really understand the reason or the meaning of that relaying that message. Hey, Deb, my friend's hair looks good. It looks good. And she said, okay. I mean, I guess maybe he's just trying to, show some gratitude to say the hair looks good. Yeah, maybe that's it. But it seemed that it was kind of an awkward moment between me and Deb because I don't know if she knew how to take that. No, I don't know. Speaking of heads, it's just come to my attention lately that when people age, sometimes they're, for some reason, I don't know why are the shape of people's heads change. I've been noticing that more and more. The people I knew when they were younger, I don't know. I guess my head might have probably changed too. It's hard to tell because it looks to me like the same head. But I was talking to this girl one day, and she's a beautiful girl, but I just noticed that I've known her for a while, and as I was talking to her, I was thinking, wow, I remember when she was like really young, and really beautiful, and now she's still beautiful. Now she's got a weird, her head looks different. Like her head is changing shape. It's either that or the friggin' psychedelics I took years ago are kicking in when I'm looking at her head. Anybody knows about this? I think my mom actually mentioned this to me. She mentioned this about like one of the kids I grew up with. She said, yeah, where her head changed. She got older, her head changed shape. I go, I guess that's what happens when you get knocked around by life. Whacked around in the head by life, your head's going to change shape. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of life, and speaking of getting knocked around, and speaking of lying about your age, that's a hell of a segue. I was reading this thing on Facebook. Girl I'm friends with on Facebook. I haven't seen her in a while. And I've never known her real age. And listen, I've lied about my age in this town of Hollywood, too. I think I mentioned about, at one point somebody told me because I looked so much younger than I was at the time that, and because there's so much ages, I'm just lying about your age. And I don't think it's a great thing because then it makes you feel weird about yourself. And I'm coming back out of that. I'm trying to accept my age. I'm not saying my age at this time. I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to come out of the closet. It's weird. It's almost like, gay people confessing. There's going to be, older people confessing. Excuse me. But remember when you thought I was 42 or I'm really 89? But this girl, she's an actress. At least she's, I don't think she's a full-time actress, but she's an actress, as are many people in this town. And she's got at least two kids I know of. And one of them, she has a daughter who was in high school when I knew her, and this is about at least 5 years ago, maybe more. Let's just say five. Let's be conservative. So the kid is probably at least, I'm thinking 19, 20, probably 20, 21. And she had another kid that was younger. My point being that on her... she always listed on her MySpace page, at least at that time, that she was 29. I thought that was rather odd. And then the other day, she did a post about something to do about people being in their, when people say that you look good for your age. And if she listens to this, I'm not saying her name, and please don't take this. I think you're beautiful. You look beautiful. I don't think you should have to to hide your age because you look beautiful, no matter what age you are. But she said that she was, I don't know how she put it, that she was either tired of people saying she looked, you know, if you look good for your age, or what do they mean when they say you look good for your age? What do they actually mean by that? And she says, you know, how come, like, you know, and she starts saying, like, when you're, like, when you're in your early 30s, she goes, and, you know, yeah, she starts talking about being in her early 30s, implying that that's what she is. Because if she's, like, anything like I was, she's starting from the age that she was lying with initially, and she's adding 1 year each year. And sometimes, if you get away with it, I would skip a year or two. So she's claiming or implying that she's in her early 30s, which would mean that she probably had this one kid, the oldest kid I know, when she was 10. Not impossible, but not probable. Why am I starting to feel like Don Adams on Get Smart? Not possible. Not impossible, but not probable. And it's a bad Don Adams impression. God rest his soul. I believe he's passed. Anyway, it just kind of saddened me. I'm just mentioning it because I think that she's a beautiful woman, and she shouldn't need to lie about her age. That's the point I'm making. Okay, that's my point. You know, I just noticed the, you know, I'm not really, you know, I was born Jewish, born to be a Jew. The only way I normally know certain holidays are coming up is by the grocery store, supermarket. And lo and behold, the Passover products, Easter and Passover, are coming up. I don't know exactly when. They're usually around each other because Easter, because they're kind of related. And I saw, I don't know if I saw this, I'm dreaming this, gluten-free matzah. Okay, enough already with the gluten-free, okay? Okay? With the gluten, was it when we were slaves in Egypt? The reason we have the matzahs is because to remember what it was like when we had to leave with the bread not being able to rise and to eat dry crackers in the desert. And I don't think there were any of the Jews going, is this gluten-free? Because I cannot escape Egypt until I find out if it's gluten-free. I will not... Pharaoh, do not let my people go until the gluten-free matzah is ready. So it's... I don't know, gluten-free. So I'm sick of gluten-free. I know that's gonna be passed because it used to be the whole thing with the cholesterol and Oprah. You don't hear about that anymore. At least I don't. At least I don't. I'm not hearing about it. And then I was, speaking of markets, I was at my go-to market yesterday, and there's a girl that works there, and a very, very sweet girl, young girl, and she's known me a while, and she's known I've lost a bunch of weight, but I don't think I've seen her in maybe a month or two, and she said to me yesterday, are you still losing weight? And I said, well, you haven't seen me in a while. I guess if you haven't seen me in a while and you can't tell, then I don't know. I mean, I think I am. And she goes, well, I mean, and she started to defend herself, get defensive. No, I haven't seen you in a while. I was like saying, well, that would make it even more, it should be more noticeable that if you hadn't seen me, then you would know whether or not I had lost any weight. But I have been diligent, and I'm not even being concerned about the weight loss. I'm just taking it 1 ounce at a time, okay? Why did I bring it up? Because I had to say something. I had to say something. That's why I brought that up. And I guess that's it. I had one more thing I could talk about, but I'm not feeling it. This is going to be a shorter one. Like, last week was a longer one. But this week... is a shorter one, but not so short that you would say, hey, Al, that's, you know, a little too short. This is just short enough. It's between short and medium. See what I'm doing right now? I'm stretching. I'm stretching the clock, trying to get some more seconds and minutes into this podcast so I don't feel like I shortchanged anybody. Because why would I want to do that? Why? Anyway, yes, this has been a very, very lovely podcast, and I want to thank everybody and anybody whoever listens to this podcast. Please feel free to keep listening. Of course, you feel free. It is free. You know, if you have trouble, I'm going to do something about the files at some point because some people can't access it with their PCs. It seems to, you know, it's very Apple friendly because I am recording this on an Apple product. And so that's neither here nor there. But thanks again. What? It's neither here nor there. That's another one of those phrases that's useless. Means nothing. It's neither here nor there. Where the hell is he? If it's neither here nor there, where the hell is he? All right. Anyway, until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.